I wish to welcome you to the table of the Lord. Our fondest associations are being able to come around the table and to eat together as a family. There may be some folk who never had that kind of a blessed experience, but for the most part, all of us have had the experience of sitting around with a mother or father and other family members and having the fellowship of interchange with one another and eating at the table. And what blessed memories that creates for us. We call this the Last Supper, don't we? Where Jesus ate with his disciples. I had a Last Supper, so to speak, with my mother and father not long ago. I had the privilege and opportunity to sit around the table with my brother and his family and my mother and my father and to have a good time and to share memories and stories and to have a good meal while my mother was failing in her health, and we all knew that it wasn't going to be much longer that we would have her with us. And that's a wonderful memory to have, that kind of communion and fellowship. And to have the last kiss, you know, and it was a long and a lingering kiss with mother. How she liked to, I guess she did it the style that she did of her own generation, you know, did a lot different than what my wife and I do it, but she would pucker up her lips. And you felt like you were coming into a sticky sucker pad, you know. And she just wanted to hold it and hold it as long as she could. She said, "I didn't think I would ever see you again." So we had that last kiss. And then we had to come back to resume our responsibilities, and then we got the word that she had passed. But I'm thankful for the Last Supper and the last kiss. Now, who knows how many of us will be here for another Lord's Supper? This might be our Last Supper together with Jesus. And so, therefore, let us make the most of it by believing wholeheartedly that Jesus shed his blood and he gave his body for you personally. May this not just be a ritual that we go through today, but may you join in a heartfelt expression of appreciation for Jesus, what he did for you when he died for you on the cross. He went to the ultimate death so that you could live. May that be a personal experience for you just now, as well as myself, that we can be converted and be part of the last of this communion together, this fellowship. I'm going to invite Brother Wrights, if he will, at this time to lead us into the scripture and the prayer for the bread. Let's sing the first verse of number 302, Deeper Yet, number 302.
The scripture reading for the bread portion of our communion experience is taken from Hebrews 10, verses 4 to 7, reading from the Peterson Bible. The plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. That is what is meant by this prophecy put in the mouth of Christ. You don't want sacrifice and offerings year after year. You have prepared a body for me for a sacrifice. It is not fragrance and smoke from the altar that whets your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it is described in your book. Let us kneel together as we pray. Lord Jesus, as we live in this world, necessarily working, meeting our responsibilities, it is a comfort to us to know that you have been here before us. It is assuring to us to understand that you know how we feel, that you know what it means to get up in the morning, to put in a full day, to have family responsibilities, to have social and greater community responsibilities, and to discharge them. And so it is not only reassuring to know that you've been here before, but it is beyond our comprehension to understand that it was by choice. It was because you loved us, and it was by your commitment to our salvation that you walked all the way to Calvary and died for us. We thank you for giving your life and your body that we might have eternal life with you. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
restless heart be served so perfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I've climbed so eternity. You raise me up so I can walk on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
God prepared a body for Jesus that was your body and mine, and he raised it up for you and for me. This, take his body and eat it.
Our scripture reading for cup or portion will be taken from 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. For as much as you know that we are not redeemed by the corruptible things as silver and gold from the vain of conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish and without spot. So we all kneel down for prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, once again, it's been an honor and privilege to allow us to worship you on this wonderful Sabbath day. And especially today, Lord, as we partake of this communion, the blood that symbolized that Christ spilled for us to save us into this world. And Lord, allow us to believe, only to believe that we are saved. And Lord, forgive us our unbelief. And Lord, allow us to worship you by motivating ourselves by your love, not the reward of heaven, but to understand your covenant with us, the new covenant. All we have to do, Lord, is to live by faith, not by our works. In order to do that, Lord, is to deny ourselves and to pick up your cross daily. We ask all this in your wonderful name. Amen.
Now this cup, which is filled with the juice, the fresh juice of the grape, represents the pure, spotless blood that was shed, Jesus' life for you and for me. And when Jesus died on the cross, it was the most beautiful sacrifice, the perfect sinless sacrifice, and yet he bore the sin of the world. God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. The perfect sacrifice of his blood. Absolutely essential in order for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. It couldn't just be any blood. It couldn't be an angel's blood. It couldn't be a good man's blood or even a martyr's blood. It had to be the Creator's blood himself, who only had the fullness of righteousness that could purchase back his own creation to redeem them. But Jesus' death alone does not save us. His work as our priest in the heavenly sanctuary is absolutely essential for us to be cleansed within as well as to be forgiven of our sins. And what Jesus is doing now is he's taking that blood which he shed on the cross and he is cleansing us of our sin now in the heavenly sanctuary. He invites us to be part of this experience of the blotting out of sin. He puts it within our hearts to desire all enmity and disharmony between ourselves and him to be revealed to us so that we can intelligently confess to him what we did not know about ourselves, but now we realize that we have been redeemed and purchased for sins that things that we didn't even know about ourselves, but the Holy Spirit graciously reveals them to us. And so we are in this Day of Atonement, this judgment hour experience of confessing all of our known sin and seeking the Lord to reveal to us that which he wants to show us that we don't know about ourselves. So that our conscience might be completely purged and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, which he is applying in the most holy place. Jesus is stopping the sin at its source, which is us here on this earth, so that his heavenly hospital for sinners can ultimately be cleansed because he wants to rid the whole universe of sin and bring it into one as a family of God. So there is no disharmony at any corner of his universe, that everything is one and reconciled. I know that you want to be part of that wonderful gospel plan that he has for us, do you not? You know, we have opportunity for one expression of testimony, and Mark and Regine shared with me how last Sabbath they experienced the baptism of his daughter at the Washington camp meeting. And Mark said, Mark, would you just like to say a word? It's just an unbelievable miracle that God has accomplished, isn't it? Maybe just say a word about, because this is the practical application of what Jesus is doing right now for us.
This is a Thanksgiving testimony, and I'm pointing this not only at the parents, but also at the young people. My daughter was quite a rebel, and God spared her life many times. And she really hit bottom. She said she had taken every dangerous drug except one. And she was ready to kill herself. A lot of this is her testimony, so I'm going to make it real short. But she just turned it all over to God. And look what went away. The bondage, the headaches, the funky jewelry, the 8-inch high boots, the drugs, the alcohol, the satanic stuff, the snakes, the rock music, all of that went away. The anxiety, the issues with parents and friends and siblings, that all went away. We've prayed for her for 15 years, claiming that promise in Isaiah 49, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, even the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. I will contend with them that contend with thee, and I will save thy children.
Amen.
I have seen the power of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is represents the pure, sinless, spotless blood of Jesus. It's his endless life. Partake of it by faith. Amen. It is only by the blood of Jesus that we will be not only forgiven of sins, but fitted to see Jesus come in the clouds of glory without seeing death, if that is his will. So that if it is his will, we can be an unfit vessel restored to be able to proclaim the power of the gospel, that Jesus can triumph over all sin, not only in himself, but in you and in me. Let us proclaim the Lord's coming, shall we, as we sing this hymn Number 200, the Lord is coming. Number 200. So, Lord, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it is not for us to determine the times or the seasons, but to allow you and your sovereign will to determine when we are fitted and prepared for your coming. And we ask, Lord, that you will give us a faith that we might be in tune with the times, the work of Jesus, and that we may know exactly where we are and where we stand with him and what his message is for us of encouragement. And so we go forth today praying Maranatha, and may your will be done, and send the Lord when it is your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.